about that. Now, we're about to talk about Downton Abbey, but I think it's fair to say that this isn't a normal chat about the programme, because following violent scenes in the programme on Sunday, we're going to talk about the repercussions of that. So just be warned, if you do have some young ears listening, you might want to listen away. Well, Nigel Harmon's admitted it was a shocking storyline after his new character was involved in a violent rape scene, which has now led to complaints to ITV and Ofcom. Well, the scene showed on Sunday night, valet Mr. Green attacking Anna Bates, who is Joanna Froggatt's character. She plays Anna Bates, and she told the BBC whether she thought the scene was too far or not.
Gareth Nemo, exec producer, actually did give me a heads up of what was going to happen about a week before I got the script. So obviously as an actress I was really pleased, and also I was really proud of the show for tackling a subject like this, because I think it's a really brave thing to do. And I really do believe that Julian's, you know, written that in a way that is, you know, not gratuitous at all, that is, you know, he does go into very much explore the, you know, the emotional journey of Anna and Bates after this event as well. And I think he's done a beautiful job at hitting the right note with it.
Were the responsibilities around filming it and what was shown and what was alluded to?
Yeah, absolutely. Julian, and this is, again, a credit to him, was adamant that, you know, we wouldn't depict that kind of violence against a woman on screen. And that's something he didn't want in a show of his that he's a part of. And, you know, and that's an incredible thing, really, in this industry, in this day and age, you know. And the shock value was there, you know, without having to depict anything graphic. You know, the story is shocking enough.
So that's Joanna Froggatt. Well, as you can imagine, there has been a huge reaction to this on websites and on social media. Alice has been looking at some of that for us.
Yeah, I have. Celine has said that it's sad that Julian Fellowes needed to make terrible things happen in order to keep his characters interesting, so she wasn't impressed. However, Petra said, it's a tough-to-watch storyline, but surely a highly relevant issue then and now. Glenn tweeted on Sunday, not impressed with Downton tonight, no need for that storyline, it adds nothing to the show whatsoever. Emily, rape is not a plot device to make female characters more interesting, so again, she wasn't happy. Anne, I find it very sad how women are now being shown in the media. They are either shown having violence inflicted on them or being made overly sexual. Rob, now this is a pretty strong one, was what an absolute travesty. Downton Abbey has been successful for the simple fact that it was good Sunday night escapism. For me, the magic has now gone. And we've also heard from Sandra. As a woman, I thought the episode was very well done. So the other side of the argument there, it wasn't gratuitous or explicitly violent. It was distressing and hard to watch, but that was the point.
Alice, thank you. Ian Wiley is a TV critic and Downton fan. He's also met and interviewed most of the cast. Afternoon to you, Ian.
Good afternoon, Phil.
So what did you make of the scene and the storyline?
Well, as you probably know, last Sunday's episode was not made available to TV critics like me and writers in advance, which is very unusual. I mean, the past two times that's happened is for the deaths of Lady Sybil and Matthew Crawley. But there were certain clues pointing to the fact that something would affect Anna and John Bates. They were far too happy to be, you know, left in their married bliss. But as soon as that violent scenes warning was broadcast immediately before Sunday's episode, I immediately realised from the other pieces of the jigsaw that we knew that Anna would be raped by the visiting valet Green. And to be honest, my heart sank simply because, as a viewer, I didn't want anything bad to happen to Anna. But having had the benefit of seeing the next two episodes, which will come to screen next Sunday and the week after, I think I can understand where Julian Fellowes is coming from.
It was interesting, the point that Rob made there, when he said Downton Abbey has been successful simply for the fact it was good Sunday night escapism. He says, for me, the magic has now gone. Do you think he's got a point there?
I think it was a great shock. I think the problem is that this series exists for most of us in a sort of little Downton Sunday night bubble, doesn't it? And we delight in the scripts, the characters and all the relationships, even when not much appears to be happening. I mean, you know, those lovely, cosy late night chats between housekeeper Mrs. Hughes and butler Mr. Carson over a sherry. So for something like that to be introduced to Downton, which isn't really known for its social realism, what was a shock to viewers? And of course now, as you've just demonstrated, they have the recourse to instant social media like Twitter, where all these views that you can read out instantly can be aired. But I mean, Julian has said today, and you've quoted Joanne as well, that, you know, there was no rape scene actually shown, as I think is clear. All we saw was Anna being punched and dragged into a room. We didn't see anything else, so it wasn't graphic and it wasn't gratuitous in terms of the rape, however shocking and disturbing that is. But what Julian does in the following episodes with some very powerful performances from Joanne Froggatt and Brendan Coyle as her husband is explore the emotional impact of that event on those characters and, you know, what it does to them. And without giving too much away, I think he's written it pretty well. And, you know, whether you think it's a shock and it shouldn't be in, what follows is very worthwhile.
Do you think it needed it because Downton was becoming so safe, and that arguably, as series progress, you've arguably got to inject a little bit of something that's going to make the listeners sit up? Otherwise, it's just going to become very bland, and presumably, the audiences are going to drop off.
Yeah, I mean, I can see where the critics are coming from. That, you know, you shouldn't use rape as a storyline device just to, you know, further your characters and you know, add a twist. But in terms of those two characters, you know, we've had Bates in prison and him being joyfully released. You know, always know in any series, you know, even Coronation Street, when characters say they're blissfully happy, then something bad is going to happen to them. I'd like to see this in its entire context, you know, how it plays out to the end of the series, and there are many weeks to go. I'm sort of still, you know, on the fence in terms of whether it was right or wrong to introduce an actual rape. But again, I have to say that to give Downton their due, you know, nothing was shown, and it was done as mildly as, you know, it possibly could be for a Sunday night drama series.
Interestingly, Helen from West Horton's just given us a call at BBC Radio Manchester. She says that, of course, did happen in those times. It's a reflection of life then. So I suppose, you know, as much as we like the upstairs-downstairs scenario, there are other very gritty things that were happening in the 20s which need reflecting.
Yeah, well, as Joanne said on Breakfast this morning, you know, the historical advisor for Ted Downton, Alistair Bruce, who knows his stuff, and she said, you know, this morning, as a woman at that age, all you had was your reputation, your career, etc., and there was still such a stigma attached to any kind of attack like this that you could lose all of that. And, you know, if a woman lost her reputation, that would bring shame upon everybody. She could even lose a husband. And you see that in the episodes that is to come. And, of course, some of your older listeners will remember the 1967 scene in the Forsyth saga when Soames, played by Eric Porter, raped his wife, and that caused a sensation at the time. So, you know, this has been explored in the past. And the issues about, you know, guilt, shame, you know, the impact on everybody involved will be explored. So I think context is very important.
It's interesting, isn't it? Because I suppose on most other dramas, say, for instance, on soap operas, you would get a reaction, but you wouldn't get this reaction, which, I suppose, goes to show how much people have bought into Downton Abbey. And is that going to be the real test of this storyline, whether the ratings drop off or not?
I think so. I mean, the ratings were approaching 10 million will go way over that when you get the, you know, the people who watch an iPlayer, etc. I go back to say the Matthew Crawley death at the very end of the Christmas episode. You know, we had that caused a lot of, you know, distress, and people were really upset about it and said, I'm never going to watch Downton again. And of course, the figures are just as good as ever. I think it was a shock, and I can understand fully why people are upset about it. I was upset about it because, you know, she's a much-loved character. Anna can do no wrong. She's a lovely, honest, virtuous character. But I think by the time Downton fans see the entire series, it will perhaps fall a bit more into place, whatever they thought of that particular one scene.
Ian, great pleasure talking to you this afternoon. Thanks for putting a bit of context to it. Ian Wiley, who's a TV critic and Downton fan. Laurie, you've been